I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on May 20th, 2020. Several announcements from Microsoft's Build conference dominated the Linux news yesterday. The company unveiled GPU support within its Windows subsystem for Linux, bringing both rendering and compute facilities to the platform. Along with Microsoft-developed Wayland support, this will pave the way for users to easily run graphical applications within WSL, and also pave the way for developers to use the platform for working with GPU compute-heavy tasks, like AI and machine learning. Microsoft has taken another cue from Linux by finally introducing a command-line package manager for Windows. You can hear more about all of these developments on the latest episode of Linux Unplugged. But another recent decision by Microsoft could make life difficult for the MAUI open-source project, which is currently under incubation by KDE. The company has decided to rebrand its Xamarin Forms framework for .NET as Multi-Platform App UI, or MAUI for short, meaning that there will now be two different but identically named cross-platform UI frameworks competing for attention, with Microsoft's likely to win out in terms of search engine placement. After several months of testing, Slackware has finally added support for pluggable authentication modules. While PAM has been a staple of most distributions for many years now, Slackware had been a notable holdout, and the move has received a generally positive reaction from its community. Red Hat has celebrated the 1.0 release of its Scopio container management tool. The command line utility is relatively unknown, despite providing a number of useful container management features, many of which can be run without root privileges. Scopio can work with both OCI and Docker images and allows users to inspect the contents of containers and easily migrate them between different registries. Red Hat expects to ship the new version of Scopio along with its next release of RHEL, and it's available on GitHub for users of other distributions. The Tor project has unveiled a new community portal. The website is designed to act as a one-stop shop for educating potential users about the benefits of Tor and to help them perform outreach work as well as learning how to run the service. The project is looking for volunteers to help with translation and localization, so check out the link in the show notes if you can lend a hand. Finally today, Canonical is planning to introduce a progressive release feature to its Snapcraft ecosystem. The feature will permit developers to control what percentage of their user base receive new releases and allow for staggered rollouts for quality assurance and compliance purposes across different release channels. The new functionality is slated to land in the near future, along with the release of version 4 of Snapcraft. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/159. We'll be back on Friday.